This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie spent the run-up to the Labor Day holiday weekend making appearances at the Jersey Shore. And if you weren't at the shore to see the Gov himself, you could see him every time you turned on the TV. The Stronger Than the Storm tourism ad features the governor and his family and is funded by federal Sandy aid.
Because we're stronger than the storm.
You bet we are.
His opponent in the upcoming gubernatorial election has said the tourism ad is really a sly campaign ad. And this week, some critics pointed to Christie's boardwalk tour as more campaigning paid for by the state. Here to review this fine line between New Jersey boosterism and Chris Christie boosterism is Matt Katz, who covers Chris Christie for the Philadelphia Inquirer. He was with the governor at the shore this week. Welcome back to WNYC, Matt.
Thanks, Amy.
Governor Christie conducted a tour of the beaches last summer, but of course that was before Hurricane Sandy. So what's been his pre-Labor Day tour of the beaches been like this summer?
Larger crowds and something of a victory lap. He is congratulating New Jersey for dusting itself off and getting back to the Jersey Shore of yesteryear. He begins each appearance on the shore this week. He's made about two a day at each of the last 4 days. And he spouts off numbers that almost every boardwalk is back up and running, that X number of tons of debris have been removed from the waterways, and billions of dollars in tourism has returned. And then he kind of wades into the crowd, and there are literally hundreds of people that show up on these boardwalks dressed in bathing suits and everything else to hug him and thank him and take pictures of him. I mean, it's something of a celebrity moment.
And how have the beaches been doing, Matt?
Anecdotally, it depends on the town. Some towns say some businesses say they're just about where they've been. And others, in particularly hard-hit areas, are down a lot in terms of business. The governor yesterday said, interestingly enough, that the biggest hit was Canadians who visit the Jersey Shore and apparently make their summer plans early, like in January and February. At that point, of course, the shore was still pretty messed up from the storm. But for the most part, he believes that everything's for the most part, back up and running.
So let's talk about this fine line between New Jersey boosterism and Chris Christie boosterism. Do these boardwalk tours have a feel of a campaign stop?
Absolutely. But I would say, you know, I was out there last summer when he did the same thing before Labor Day weekend to try to get people to go out to the shore for the last weekend of summer last year. And that felt like a campaign stop, too. So it's not that there's certainly politics involved here, but it's not completely about politics. It's also about the most significant thing that happened to him happened to the state during his term, which was Sandy.
Barbara Buono has criticized Governor Christie for appearing in the Stronger Than the Storm ads during this reelection bid. She says it's unfair exposure for the governor. How has he responded to that accusation?
We needed the ads. New Jersey needed the ads to get people back to the shore. And his response to why he's in the ads, because he's in pretty much all of the ads, and him and his family are in them, and they come in at the end, just as if you would see in a campaign ad.
Right.
And he says, you know, I'm a good spokesman for the shore. I mean, there's been some controversy about him not selecting the lowest bidder for the company that did the ads, and the lower bidder was not going to include him in the ads. So there's a suggestion that he just wanted to pay whatever tax dollars he could to get himself in on a free TV commercial. But he says the company that he chose just has a better plan and the better advertising campaign.
Matt Katz is the Trenton Bureau reporter with the Philadelphia Inquirer. This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings.